David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
This is Cap and J Hood. Follow on Twitter at Cap J Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
Second down on the fake pressure. Coming and he is buried. It's Owusu Koromoa again. Garrett was there too. Third and 14. Fields pressure again. And he is sacked again. Miles Garrett got home. Bears are getting overwhelmed up front. Over five on third. Fields in trouble. Cleveland, Miles Garrett has 3.5. It's a new career high.
A lot of guys standing up in the line. Do they drop? Do they come?
They're coming. Fields is in trouble. Racing away, and he's sacked again. Miles Garrett. A career day. Living in the backfield. 4.5 sacks. Five-man rush. Fields. Garrett almost got him again. And now Clowney will. The Browns have 9 sacks.
9 times.
9 times.
9 times. And he was hit. What did Danny say in the IDOT bullpen? And by the way, IDOT reminds you that driving responsibly in construction and work zones really is a matter of life or death. Learn more online or through social media at lifeordeathillinois.com.
The walk.
That's it. I got to stretch to see that screen. Danny, how many times did you say the kid was hit?
6,000.
6,000 sounds about right.
He was hit 15 times.
15 times
sack
that kid
nine,
was hit.
Hit 15.
Brutal.
Brutal. Well, the reason why it's brutal is because the Bears had no plan. And in the plan, when I say no plan, that means the same plan that they've been rolling out with. We asked JD in our last half hour, what was the difference between the game plan for Dalton and the one for Fields? He said there was no difference. So to me, you tell me that a different quarterback with a different skill set, you're going to put him out there and not have anything different? No, our game plan is solid. See, that's what I've been telling you, Cap, inflexible as a head coach. No, my game plan works. Well, I guess it doesn't work. I guess it doesn't. Based on everything that we've seen, when the offense is in the 20s and you're buried, when the worst teams in the NFL offensively, and you're not going to change anything up, that means that you're stuck to your ways and you need to go.
28-game sample. Over the last 28 games, the Bears have averaged less than 18 points. The common denominator is who the head coach is. You've had multiple quarterbacks. You need to go, sir. Let's go to London. We're big there in the afternoons. Hey, George, let's go rock and roll.
Good morning, gentlemen. The only option now, really, is mutiny. And I think we're starting to see that, as your previous caller mentioned, Nick Foles, Super Bowl champion MVP, on the sideline saying this offense simply doesn't work. Jimmy Graham retweeting the NFL CBS saying the Bears' second worst 1.1 yards per play average rounded up in a century. That's the option now, is that the players revolt, and that's starting to happen with two of your most senior players in terms of experience at places where they do win. You've seen that there. It's time for the fans to sort of stand up and revolt as well, because Matt Nagy is revolting. The problem is he doesn't see a problem, like any addict. Never sees himself as the problem until they want to reform. He doesn't. He wants to keep calling the plays, being you, and on his headstone it will say, "Here lies Matt Nagy. He just couldn't find the wise."
Thanks, George. Have a great day and a great week, my man.
Thank you,
appreciate
George.
You.
George's tweet was trending on NBC Sports Chicago among some of the people that were upset on Twitter about it. His tweet was out there as well. And you know what? He's so right. You're trying to figure out what the whys are, but you're not looking at yourself. You know, you could say, and we heard the press conference yesterday, Cap, you're like, you know, it starts with me and all that. That's what coaches usually say when they're backed in the corner. Oh, it starts with me. Well, it always starts with you. That's not a revelation.
Correct.
Not at all. I feel bad for the players, too. Here's what's going to happen. Fields will develop, and then you're going to be looking for wide receiver help, right? Because Robinson's out of here after this.
Why would he want to be part of this?
Right? And Mooney's like, okay, then maybe there's going to be room for me because he's a really good route runner. Well, he can't tell when he's covered, and he can't get open. So then what's next? right? This whole thing's got to turn over. All of it.
It's all got to, you got to start over. You have to. It's unfortunate. You have to start over. 312-332-3776. I'm just going to say this for everybody on the phones. Hoodie and I are doing great. We hope you're doing great. Get right to your point so we can get as many calls in as possible. Mike's on the west side. He's next. Hey, Mike, what's up?
What's up, guys? It's Mikey Betts. How you guys doing? I need to tell guys and tell the listeners, everybody needs to stay out of Soldier Field because there is a rat infestation right now. They need to throw Matt Nagy out of there. They need to throw Ryan Pace out of there. If I hear one more press conference with these idiots, and I can't wait till Pace is up there. We need to fix or something. I'm done with it. I'm so sick of it. Nagy reminds me of Boylan. He just makes the worst plays. He makes the worst calls. And then he gets up there. Oh, well, when I was in KC, it's like listening to Pop talking about when he was, or not Pop, Boylan talking about when he was with Pop. I'm tired of it. They're not the same people. Yeah. Get these guys out of Chicago. It's terrible.
Thanks, Mikey. Have a good day and a good week, man.
Thank you, Mike.
Back to the phones. We go to Dean downtown. Hey, Dean, rock and roll.
I'll be quick, Cap. I got a few points. Quick. George is the man from London. We need to get a fish and a soup with him, Hoodie and Deathfield.
Yes.
Now, Andy Reid needs to be strangled if I ever see him in public, okay? He ruined my 5-team parlay, and I will pour gasoline all over my restaurant.
All right, let's go. Let's go. Get to your Bears thoughts. We got to go.
Matt Nagy is a terrorist. I am not a Bears fan. If I was, I would need to be monitored. Him, like that last caller said, him and Ryan Pace need to be put to sleep. This is out of control. The Bears and the McCaskies need to hire Lewis Riddick and pay him $10 million a year. Get rid of him. And last but not least, Cap, Randy Merkin is a terrible driver and an average golfer at best. He's out of control and a menace to society. He needs to be put in his place. That's all.
Wow.
Rack him.
Wow.
A tremendous call from Dino.
There you go. Cortez is next in Lansing. Hey, Cortez.
Hey, good morning, guys. I appreciate all of the Nagy talk. I was losing my mind yesterday watching the game. However, we got a player who has retired on duty who was hiding behind Nagy right now. Let's talk about Eddie Jackson. Oh. Has he forgotten how to tackle since he gotten paid? The touchdown he gave up at the end of the first quarter, he backpedaled straight to the sideline and left the middle open. Baker Mayfield is a good enough quarterback to see that. And then Kareem Hunt's touchdown run. Eddie just wanted to be in the video, it looks like. He didn't even try to tackle the guy. He just dove at him. Please blast Eddie Jackson and his BoJack cereal. Thank you, guys.
All right, we will do that. Well, I don't know anything about his cereal, but nonetheless, I'll say something about him. Cap, I've gotten to the point where it's like, I'm going to have a – you see how I've got my yellow pad notes from the game, right? I'm going to have a separate sheet for Eddie Jackson, and I'm going to draw a line down the middle. It's like when you go to therapy or if you go to see someone, you say
– The good and the bad.
Like, what do you like about her? What don't you like about her? Like, I'm going to do that for Eddie Jackson. I'm going to have a line down the middle, and I'm going to talk about the good and bad of Eddie Jackson because, unfortunately, he's a 50-50 player, all or none.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy, right?
Crazy.
For what the Bears pay him, he should be more of an impactful player.
Agreed.
That's all I'm saying. For all the bravado, all the stuff that he talks about, right? You would think that he'd be a leader in that secondary. Not the case.
No.
So I'm just going to draw a line every week now on the good Eddie Jackson plays and the bad Eddie Jackson plays. But for what they're paying him, it should be more good than bad. He should not be exposed. He should not be missing tackles. Come on now. Really?
So I'm sitting in the conference room, and there's Alex Olin and Lance Briggs, and they call Peanut Tillman. Put him on the speaker. Hey, man, what'd you think of Eddie Jackson's tackle on the Kareem Hunt run in the third quarter? And he was livid. Livid!
I mean, you can understand, right?
Yeah,
He's a prideful man that's been back there and knows what needs to be done.
Let's go back to the phones, 312-332-3776. Let's go to the South Loop. That's where Tom is. Hey, Tom, what's up, man?
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, pretty disgusting yesterday. And what's really astounding is how can a guy, Nagy, who has studied under the best offensive mind in football for so many years, be Andy Reid, be so bad? I mean, you look at these guys who used to or who were assistant coaches for Bill Walsh, and they were outstanding offensive game planners. Nagy is absolutely awful. But let's even go to the offensive line. When you buy a Lamborghini, you don't leave it in the driveway. You protect it. This Pace Nagy administration has done nothing to invest in the offensive line, thinking that we don't need offensive line. Mm-hmm. These guys have got to go. They have no idea how to develop a quarterback. Next week, this guy is going to see 8 men in the box. He's going to see all kinds of blitzes. And if they don't start using the tight end and taking a deep shot now and then, they're going to get stuffed again. I feel bad for Justin Fields.
Appreciate the call, man. Have a great day. Hoodie, yeah. I got to read you something. Paul Hembo, he's the producer of GetUp. He's a great stat follow. Justin Fields' starting debut, he dropped back 30 times. 30 dropbacks. Mm-hmm. Just 4 used any pre-snap motion. Only two of 30 used max protection. You might want to try that when you're under siege. 2 designed rollouts and 2 designed quarterback runs. That's it.
Yeah.
And the reason why that you're not going to change that is because, you know, Cleveland will think this, so we have to do that. Dude, I would love to play cards with Matt Nagy. Well, I'm going to hedge. I'm just going to fold because I know that you might have better cards than me. Mm-hmm. That's how he looked at this game plan. So he's like, well, Cleveland's like, well, we're not going to chip because that's what they expect. You hear what JD said last half hour? Well, we're going to do that because this is what that's what Cleveland's going to do. Dude, it's your best players against their best players. Compete.
And when you look at our 5 offensive linemen versus their elite defensive front, you're going to lose 95% of the time. So maybe you might want to keep a little extra help in.
So it's just so tiring seeing the same thing over and over again.
Over and over again. 312-332-3776.
Shout out to Andy Reid, by the way. You heard what happened after the game.
Yeah, he took him out in an ambulance, and he's in stable condition. We wish him well.
Put him in the meat wagon.
Yeah, not good.
You coaches, man. See, that's the problem. You guys get the game plan, you lose, and then you got to take a knee. You're like, oh, God. You probably got dizzy on the side like, I can't believe we lost the game.
Again. Right, all right, exactly. We'll get back to the calls. That's coming up next.
Oh, God.
Cap. J-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
Just so you know, later in the week, Hoodie and I will have our first report on Billions, the TV show.
Absolutely.
It's one of our favorites. We hope you watch it and enjoy it. And now each week we'll review what happened on the program. And we may even have a special guest.
You know, Cap, I don't want to get ahead of our skis here when we get ready for the Bears and Lions game. I just, I'm fearful of that game, though. We talked about the line. The line right now is 4. Bears are a 4-point favorite. I just, the way that the offense looks now, of course, it's the NFL. I mean, you can get right from one week to the other. You can go backwards. I just don't understand how the Bears are going to get better offensively on a consistent basis. The schedule says all you need to know about how difficult this will be, Justin Fields or anybody, right? It's a tough schedule. I just don't know how they get right on a consistent basis. That's what I want to see from this offense.
Well said.
How does that happen? How does it get better?
Change play callers to start. And I don't know if that will be enough, but if they truly believe that this team was playoff caliber, which is what they keep telling us,
mm-hmm.
You can't be as inept as you were yesterday. It cannot happen.
How's the offensive line get better? And you know you still got 39-year-old Peters back there. How's that get better? See, there's just a lot of plate spinning that I'm just not sure about with this team moving forward. If this is rock bottom against Cleveland, okay, fine. But I don't see incremental success on a regular basis this season with the Bears. That's my problem.
Let's go back to the phones. 312-332-3776. Gus is in Naperville. He's up next. Hey, Gus, what's up, man?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
How you doing?
You know how we're doing, Gus. You know how we're doing. Not good today.
No, not good at all. I just got one thing to say. If you look at the tapes of the last 3 games, we're giving away the snap count every time. That's why these defenses are teeing off on us. You got Bozo out there putting his arm out every time. As soon as he cocks it back, we're snapping the ball. Watch the tapes and you'll see what I'm talking about.
Because,
Hold on, Gus.
Bozo. They're going on a silent count because they can't hear. That is part of the deal. Come on. Gus, I'm not telling you they played well. They were horrible. I don't disagree. But you got to understand, when they can't hear because it's that noisy, they go on a silent count. Silent count means I got to look at the football to see when it gets snapped.
Right.
Then it has to react in my brain. Then I have to react. Totally different than when it's nice and quiet and you go, Blue 80! Check! You can't hear any of that.
There'll be plenty of that at Soldier Field. It'll be nice and quiet.
Yeah, exactly. Because hopefully no one's there. Let's go back to the phones. And how about Leon? He's been holding since Christ was a baby, as you like to say. Leon in East Chicago, what's up?
Yeah, I just been holding on for damn near 2 hours, but I appreciate you.
You ain't been holding on no damn 2 hours, Leon. Don't come in here with that.
You had me on since 8 o'clock.
You ain't been on there for no 2 hours now. I know you're East Chicago. I know time goes slow in East Chicago, but not that slow. Don't do that now. Come on.
Put it this way. All they need to do is put a bucket of chicken back behind that doggone left tackle or whatever he's supposed to be for your offense. And let him get back there and try to protect that chicken. He'll keep somebody from getting to the quarterback.
I appreciate the call. Thank you, Leon.
Some thoughts on the bucket of chicken. You have anything on that, Cap?
Nothing.
All right. That's good.
That's good.
We'll be together tomorrow, then.
That's it.
We're safe.
LaGrange, Bob, fire away. Let's go.
2 hours for that, yeah.
I said it to you guys earlier, Mr. Hoodie. They don't want him to succeed. Because if they did want him to succeed, why would they keep him in the pocket? And Cap, you were right. It's sabotage. If you know he rolls out and he has his legs, why you have him in the pocket? Out of most times he got hit, nine sacks. Nine sacks, but Miles Garrett just went right there where he was.
You didn't
max protect. You didn't put nobody on the side of Peters. Why you didn't do that? Purposely. And I heard, one more time, watch this, Hoodie. I heard Pay said we would get Andy Dalton back soon. They said, how bad is it? He'll be back soon. And when he come back, he will start.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
Yeah, Nagy said that. Yeah. Nagy said that when Dalton is healthy, that he will return.
But I think Schefter reported yesterday, you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, that it's at least two more weeks, at least, on Andy Dalton.
With the bone bruise,
A bone bruise is no joke.
Mm-hmm.
I've had it. It sucks. It's painful as all get out.
Bob and LaGrange, I know that you're a P1 to this show, but you are correct in your analysis by saying that, well, I wouldn't call it sabotage, but what I will say is that if you're not going to do anything different, as Cap mentioned, you're not going to chip, you're not going to do anything different to protect your asset in Justin Fields, then what's the point? If you only have one game plan and you're going to stick with it, it doesn't work. I mentioned Mike Leach. Mm-hmm. Right on Instagram.
Yep.
I made that parallel because anytime you see Mike Leach, oh, he wins the press conference. Oh, he's a funny guy. Ah, he's great. But, you know, his whole game plan is 7-on-7. It's 11 guys out there. Right?
Correct.
Like, my point is, like, he only has one game plan.
Oh, God, I didn't account for that guy.
Yeah, like, right. Yeah, you're doing a 7-on-7 game plan.
Right.
And you wonder why he's fired all the time. Like, but he wins the press conference, and he's a smart offensive. Is he? Is he really? Same thing with Nagy. It's the same game plan.
Correct.
When you wake up in the morning and you turn on the game, you know exactly what to expect. Just a little wrinkle of a running game that's a little bit different. Otherwise, it's the same thing we've seen since Mitch was here.
Same nonsense. By the way, the Panthers are going to make a trade today, according to Ian Rappaport. They're going to get cornerback C.J. Henderson from the Jaguars. He was a first-round pick. I like that the Jaguars are like, we're 0-3. If we can get draft capital or players that are going to help us next year and the year after that and down the road, let's go. How about our guys start thinking that way? You're in salary cap freaking hell.
Yeah.
That team sucks. It's not going to get better this season.
Right.
It's just not. Okay, let's go recoup some draft capital.
Let's get better for the future because that's what it's about, the future.
100%.
So who are you trading?
Who do they want?
Well, if you're going to play Justin Fields and develop him, you're not going to trade away his skill players. The offensive line stinks, but you still need someone to protect him.
If you're not re-signing Allen Robinson, why not trade him?
What do you think his trade value is after he's been dogging it the first three games?
Oh.
You saw that block that they telestrated yesterday. By the way, Greg Olsen was outstanding. Greg Olsen, that's the one bright spot of that game besides the kicker. And Robert Quinn was Greg Olsen on the broadcast. He was great. But listen, I don't know how much trade value Allen Robbins has. He's on a franchise tag of a deal. He hasn't been playing great. He missed a wide open catch 2 weeks ago. He didn't make a block yesterday that was very needed. It seems as if to me Allen Robinson isn't playing 110%.
Ooh.
I mean, like, let's be honest. You're not going to trade away pieces you need to develop Justin Fields and just have him out there with a skeleton crew.
Careful with that, Danny. You're almost saying that Allen Robinson's quitting out there.
I didn't say quit. I just said he's not trying his hardest. There's a big in between. There's a gap between quitting and trying your hardest.
That's a tough statement, man. That's tough.
You're telling me a bright guy like Allen Robinson that probably knows the playbook as well as anybody on the field didn't know the block he had to make yesterday?
No, you're right. He should have been able to. Yeah, you're right. The bottom line, though, is that he's there to be able to catch the football, and he's not getting opportunities to do so.
I'm just telling you, if you don't think you're going to win this year, and I'm just telling you, Ray Charles could tell you they're not going to win this year, then if somebody wants to offer me good draft capital for veteran players who are in their 30s, sign me up. You're telling me they're in a team out there that's had some injury issues that goes, boy, we could put Akeem Hicks in the middle of our done. You can have him.
Akeem Hicks probably has some value. That's a good one to trade away.
There's no question that he's putting together highlight reel stuff right now through the first 3 weeks. He's trying.
I am rebuilding everything. I need cap room. I need draft picks.
Well, Jeff, let's look at it like from this standpoint. It's something that you and I have not talked about, and that is, so when you look at the Bears overall from a talent standpoint, how close are they to retooling this thing or rebuilding this thing anyway, just based on the roster composition? We know that the strength of the team are the defensive players.
Sure.
Offensively, you know, again, Mooney's still you still got to work on Mooney. Still a project. Robinson more than likely is going to be out. So how close are they to, like, retooling this thing anyway around
they
Justin Fields?
Are ways away. Look at it. I mean, look at the roster. They're bereft of talent. There is, you pointed out Mooney. Darnell Mooney's a nice second wide receiver who you have, you know, you can kind of dream as him becoming a nice player, but he's not a number one.
No.
There's no chance.
Never. So if you don't have the size for that.
You subtract Allen Robinson from the roster, all of a sudden he's thrust into the number one spot. Hey, anyone see Cole Kmet lately?
He had one catch for 11 yards yesterday. He was targeted four times.
You wasted it, not wasted, but like you put a second round pick on him.
Yeah, that's
right. You need some players to make some plays. I don't know if these guys are that good.
And to Meller's point about the, you know, wasting picks and stuff, and to your point about trading away pieces, so Cap, you're going to trust this GM to trade away pieces? You're going to trust him to make the right moves to make this team better? Ryan Pace, that's who you're going to entrust?
I don't trust him.
Well, you just said you want to take a page out of the
deal. Well, I can't hire a new GM today.
Okay, but I mean, that's the man that you're going to entrust to make the team better with these trades. I mean, listen, this team is in a horrible place. The general manager stinks, and every decision he made has not worked out for us. The coach is probably one of the worst coaches in the league, if not the absolute worst.
Okay, then what are your options? Just to let these older players keep playing and not try and recoup any draft capital?
Well, you talk about trying to keep the locker room together and the culture in there, right? Maybe it's already starting to seep in. Maybe not. Usually it takes a losing streak or a number of games where players start to realize, boy, we're just not very good. They're just 1-2. However, you talk about the culture, right? You start trading players away like Jacksonville is doing right now, you'll get a bad culture. You'll have players start to revolt. You know how that works. Like, that was my friend. You traded him. We're still in this thing. Why'd you trade this guy? You're trading away these pieces, so you're not trying to win. So I'll stop trying to play. You know how that works.
But they have to put stuff on tape for their next job.
I get it. But you want the team to stay together as much as possible. Even through the average times or below average times for the Bears, the team has had a good culture. You haven't heard one person peep and say anything, right? You haven't heard anyone chirp. Right?
Correct.
Okay, so you start trading guys, Cap, you know what's going to happen.
But at some point, if it's not this week, if it's not next week, before the trade deadline, you're going to have decisions to make. I want draft capital. I need picks. We keep trading them away.
Yeah.
I need picks.
Especially in the first round, because you don't have any.
None. Yeah. Back to the phones, 312-332. after this.
Take that.
David Kaplan. Jonathan Hood. Welcome, fans. This is Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the new ESPN Chicago app.
.9 36 with the great Jonathan Hood. I'm David Kaplan. We're going back to the phones right till 10. And then we hand it off to Carmen and Yurko after some crosstalk frivolity. Back to the phones. Let's go to Ace in Aurora. Ace, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Ace, what's happening?
Let's go.
You got it. Hey, yeah, look, I just want to chime in about, man, yeah, it was a terrible, horrible game. Obviously, we can see that. But the worst part, man, was you can look in the sidelines and you can see in the eyes of the players. I think this coach is actually losing the team, man. So not only do he need to go, you know, people be talking about players, but a lot of times the coaching, you know, it just comes from the top, man. If they can go ahead and get rid of him, I don't know who you put in, Patton or, you know, somebody else, just laser somebody temporarily. But I think you might even see a resurgence in the team because I think that's the belief is gone. He done sold them so many dreams. Yeah, we can do this. Oh, it's only this. No, it's only that. And now the proof's in the pudding. Yep. Everything that he asked for, he's basically gotten, and we've got the same results.
No question. You got it. Thank you. Appreciate the call. You got everything you want. Hey, man, I need to go get Nick Foles, fourth round pick. Okay, I'll do it. I need Justin Fields, collaborative effort. You got it. I need this guy. You got it. And guess what? It's not working. GM has left your offensive line in a shamble. You don't have a number two corner. You don't have enough game breakers on offense. And the system stinks. That's where you're at. Josh is in Hilton Head listening online. Hey, Josh, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I just want to say we love you guys and listen to you every morning, but yeah, Matt Nagy has to go. I mean, every week we're getting worse and worse on offense. He was supposed to be this offensive genius, and the offense hasn't done nothing but got worse. And I don't know if you guys watched the press conference after the game, but it just looked like the defense was – they just – you know, I'm not going to say give up, but they're just done with the offense not scoring. It's crazy. We're horrible.
Yeah, we're not good. Appreciate the call. You preach into the choir.
Yeah, don't be upset, man. You're in paradise. He's in Hilton Head, man. He's good, right?
Hilton Head's a fun place.
Yeah, the golf, one of the greatest golf spots in the world, right?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Let's go to Tom in Oak Lawn. Hey, Tom, what's up, Sparkles?
Gentlemen, so people talk about boycotting the Bears, not going to the games, not watching them. I actually did that yesterday. I did not watch the Bears at all. I had my son's peewee football game yesterday, so I just spent all the time there. They had one pass for 7 yards, which apparently is more than what Matt Nagy and his offense can do. So, but don't worry. I'm working with my son on his blocking and such. Yesterday was his best game ever. So maybe perhaps we can finally get an offensive tackle that can block our franchise quarterback. We might have to wait another 12, 13 years or so, but I'm working with them. But of course, knowing the Bears organization, they'll probably screw that up as well.
Tom, have a great week, man. Appreciate you. Yeah, there's some kid in the 7th grade right now that we could finally hope will be our left tackle of the future. Eat a lot of food, kid.
Did you notice a couple of times? I mean, Fields was running for his life, right, because the rush was so big. It's a couple of times I saw in the third quarter, Cap, where he lost his footing. You saw this from Fields,
yes.
Right?
Well, the one where he tried to go around the left end, and they may have just clipped him in the heel, and he went down.
Yeah, just a little bit of pressure, and he went down. I remember that, to the left side. I remember that. His cleats are all right, right? Or is he just running for his life?
Running for his life. He was exhausted.
Okay, because
he was exhausted.
He was running a lot because he was running through my mind last night.
Wow. Yeah. Dude, that poor kid had to get on that plane and go, can I go back to Ohio State?
You saw him on the sideline just like looking up into the heavens like, oh, this is the NFL, huh?
Yeah, I will promise you this. Please, Justin, don't ever say, boy, the game is slow. It's not that much fat because I, from what we heard, there were multiple Cleveland Browns when he was laying on the ground go, hey, is the game still slow? You need to, again, he had no chance.
Right.
Don't make stupid remarks like that.
Yeah.
Because they'll come back to haunt.
He just doesn't know. I mean, he knows now. He knows now, but at that time, preseason, yeah, they weren't coming after him like the Browns were coming after him. He knows now.
Correct.
He knows now.
Oh, there's sack number 9. Game still slow, kid?
No. Coach.
Please be nice. Demetrius is in Inglewood. Hey, Demetrius, what's up?
Cap, Jay, what's going on, guys?
What's cracking?
All right, watching that game yesterday, it got to a point in that game yesterday around the beginning of the third quarter where you was just watching the game just to be watching the game. You weren't cheering for the first downs. You weren't cheering for the Bears to make it or whatever. But the thing that I came away from that game is you wonder about Matt Nagy's teaching ability. This guy couldn't get Mitchell Trubisky to learn the same 25 plays that he's been running for the last 3 years. We got two receivers and one wide receiver and a quarterback who's talking about the offense is not working. They came out speaking. And Justin Fields should have the police outside of Matt Nagy's house right now and charge him for assault. And Danny is right. The players is not playing up to their full potential. Because Allen Robinson and Bo Jackson, I mean, whatever his name, I forgot his name. He's been playing so bad. But they turned to Scottie Pippen because they're not going to mess their sum up playing for the Bears. What you guys think about that?
Because I was like, you know what? I'm not going to my summer up.
I wish the Bears did have Bo Jackson. We have a better opportunity.
Yes. Even at 58 years old or wherever he is.
Knocking people out.
312-332-3776. How about Lewis in Morton Grove? He's a P1. Lewis, looking good. What's up?
Feeling good, Cap. Hey, Jay Hood, man. I was on the phone for 4 hours, man. Why would you do that, man?
Hey, man, let's start that now.
Four hours. No, hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Look, man, it was you guys are on the right topic as far as in trying to get draft picks and trade. But none of that is going to benefit the Chicago Bears organization as long as the two football guys, which is Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace, are in that building. Nothing's going to change. It doesn't matter what you do. Matt Nagy's stuck in his ways. We need to do what the Bulls did, get rid of everyone in that office, get rid of the head coach, and bring someone with common sense. That way, we can develop Justin Fields. It's going to be the same thing every year, man, and it breaks my heart because I love Chicago, man, but thank God for Red Zone because, man, I would have been stuck watching this game, and this shit was horrible. But anyways, you guys have a good one. Good morning. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll hang up and listen.
You too, Lewis. Have a great week, man. The thing that was most disheartening was there were no attempts for a splash play until the game was far over.
That's right.
And then you got bailed out by a lousy pass interference call. It was almost like that official went, yeah, I this is awful. All right, pass interference. It's like, what?
I did like that the Bears defense were able to get after Baker Mayfield. That's always an issue, right? I mean, Baker knows that offense well, but speed kills, man. When Baker's not right, he still had Chubb and Hunt be able to run the football effectively and getting your all-purpose yards. Cap, that's what you want as an offense. If your quarterback's not great, you have other athletes that can pick up the slack. That's what the Bears don't have. You got to be able to have guys, like, I still believe in running the football some. And so do the Browns. Mm-hmm. And so do the Ravens. And a number of other teams like to run the football as well. Sometimes you just need that time of possession. Making sure that your offense is great and moving the ball up the field. That way your defense is getting a rest. And you can't get that with this offense, right?
Brutal. Absolutely brutal.
It's just tiresome. That's all. Because you and I, as Bears fans, have seen this for way too long. The same type of offense. Just time to clean house. I just want a new set of eyes on an offense. A modern 2021 offense. Modern. Not from 10 years ago. Not from Andy Reid in the past. I'm talking about today. It's just not working today.
Agreed. Back to the phones. Your chance to vent about the Bears. One more segment, then we'll crosstalk with Carmen Yerk. Next. Hey, this hour brought to you by Northwestern Football, Chicago's Big Ten teams. College football is back. Coach Fitz in the 2020 Big Ten West Division Champions host Rutgers, Minnesota, Iowa, and Purdue this fall. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com.
Cap J Hood.
Follow on Instagram at Cap J Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Merkin working today, Danny?
Of course.
I thought he might be in mourning because his team imitated a Division I football team. They got their head kicked in.
Oh.
Badgers.
Wow. Tell you what.
Badgers. Bunch of imposters.
Watching the first half of that Bears game, I'm thinking, is this Northwestern against Ohio U? That's exactly what it looked like.
Well said.
Or maybe better said, Illinois against Ohio U. Northwestern could actually score.
They actually have a creative offense.
Yeah, so I take that back. Illinois against Ohio U. That's what it looked like in the first half. I go, wait a minute, didn't I see a lot of this on Saturday in the Big Ten? Like, I want to see some scoring, man. It's the NFL. Get the ball in the air. Let's go.
Let's go.
God almighty, so yep. Bad.
All right, let's roll through the last. We got, I mean, every line's been lit since before 6:45. Every line. Let's go to Joe. He's in Frankfurt. He's next. Hey, Joe.
Yeah, hey, guys. Here's something I can't figure out, okay? We drag our starting left tackle. Basically, we pulled him off of his fishing boat a week before the season starts, right? So we go into week three up against the Cleveland Browns and Myles Garrett, and we leave a five-man protect scheme in there to take care of Myles Garrett and Clowney while our rookie quarterback is out there scrambling for his life. We don't give him any help. We don't give Peters any help chipping or anything else. Leaving a back there, bring in an extra guy to help with pass protection. That was ludicrous. Matt Nagy should be arrested for assault on Justin Fields.
Thank you. Well said.
That was horrible.
Agreed, Joe. It literally, you're accessory to attempted murder. That's what Matt should be charged with today.
Just understand, again, nine times he gets sacked. Offensive line is leaky, no offensive identity, and this is what you get. Cap and I before the season thought, okay, Cleveland, that's going to be a loss. That's tough environment, but don't lose like that. The Bears beat themselves as much as the Browns beat them.
Well said. Let's go to Philly Mike in Rolling Meadows. Philly Mike, what's up?
Morning, guys.
Morning.
Cap, you're hilarious. Jay Hood, steady dropping knowledge. Thanks, guys. So I got a couple comments. So they did mention a little bit about max protection. You know, you got a rookie out there. Why don't you switch it up, max protect a little bit? And, you know, that guy's done for sure. Nagy, he's probably done. Got a big ego there. You're not good at play calling. Just let it go. And Hoodie, I told you about that goat, man. You got to get that goat out there for Eddie Jackson.
Yeah.
Tried to tell you.
Yeah, I think you're right, man.
Philly Mike.
Hey, there's another guy on the bench, though, holding the clipboard that's got a statue in the link, boy, that should have been out there maybe a little bit. That would have been a little bit better watching that game than Justin Fields. That was a good game. Your defense did well. Sorry. I might be calling in tomorrow saying the same thing about my boys tomorrow, though. So let's go Philly.
All right. Good luck. Have a great night. Good luck to your team.
I look forward to watching that game and the under.
Exactly. Hoodie just said to me, play the under. Play the under. And Nick Foles, I guarantee you Nick's like, I'm good. I feel good physically. I don't need to be out there today.
By the way, that back and forth between Dalton and Nagy, I'm sorry, between Dalton and Foles.
Yes.
Is that audio we can hear, or we just read lips?
Just red lips.
That's what I thought.
Just red lips.
I thought I saw the same
thing. Offense isn't working. Yeah. No blank. No blank.
Hey, man, this offense isn't working. God bless.
Jim's in Old Town. Hey, Jim.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, great show. Hey, we keep talking about Nagy's, you know, terrible play calling, but who you guys think we would bring in, though? I'm thinking maybe like a Joe Brady. He brought, you know.
I don't want another unproven dude. Appreciate the call, Jim. I don't want another unproven dude. Go find somebody who's coached.
From Carolina, right, Joe Brady?
He's the OC there. I don't care if he's an OC, a special teams guy, if he's the freaking trainer. Go get the best leader of men. Stop with this, we've got to develop, we've got to get an offensive coach. No, it worked in Buffalo. They hired a defensive coordinator. Bill Belichick, one of the greats of all, defensive coordinator. Come on. What are we doing?
Just find a head coach that knows who to hire as far as trying to have an offensive identity.
Correct.
I don't really care about who you are. I do care about who you bring. That's important.
Correct.
Like, I win the press conference. Can you win games? Yeah, because I got this guy's a DC, this guy's an OC, special teams. We're going to be tight.
Correct.
Okay, good. Bring him in.
Here's the problem. They had Bruce Arians in the building.
Sure.
Not on the phone. Let me think about it. In the building. I'm in. I'll take the job. Now we're going to go with Trestman. That's how effed up that franchise is.
And McGinnis in the building, too.
Yep. And he left. I'm out. Paul's in Rockford. Hey, Paul.
Hi, guys. I almost cried with Iggy yesterday when he got on the after show and said, everything's on me. Well, no kidding.
Yep.
Are we training a coach or a quarterback?
That's a good question.
It's a great question, Paul. Great question. We're training a quarterback. We don't have a coach.
I know what he's going at, though. You know where he's going with that.
Right.
Like, why is this guy still in training wheels? Shouldn't he be the head coach and leader of men? Not the case.
Well said. Let's go to Marcus. He's next. Hey, Marcus.
Guys, what's going on? First off, I want to say I've never been so sure about Nagy being fired since he's been here. I always went back and forth. 100% sure now. And another thing, Sylvie, I'm coming for you later because part of this is your fault. That's a teaser for later.
Oh.
Yeah, but I got a bone to pick with you about last night on the show. You gave the defense, I think it was a D minus or a D plus.
Yep.
And I wonder, why did you give them so low of a grade? Because they had a good game. You can't just go off of the points that they scored. The defense,
they ran for north of 200 yards right down your throat. They gave up over 400 yards in total offense. How come you're not asking why Olin gave him a D? Lance gave him, an F?
Oh, of course, Cap, but they're not on the show right now. But they gave up all those yards, but look how much time they spent on the field, though. They broke them down late in the game.
The bottom line is, in the end, productivity, man. Eddie Jackson whiffed on a tackle that would have kept Kareem Hunt out of the end zone. Come on.
100% agree with you on that one. Thanks, Kat.
All right. Appreciate it. We will crosstalk with Carmen and Yurko. Make sure you follow ESPN 1000 on Twitch. Watch us live. Join the chat. Brought to you by Vitacost.com. 2 minutes.
Take that.